Today, we'd like to see the title of Christmas in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. To the souls on the online world through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Christmas song videos available here. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Question 1, Matthew chapter 1, 21 says his name Jesus. And why is his name Emmanuel given in Matthew chapter 1, 23? And what verses can you find the function of Christ or anointed one? Question 2, who visited on babe Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem? How many visitors were there? Jesus' parents? And who visited a young child Jesus in the house of Bethlehem? How many visitors were there, Jesus' parents? In addition, what are symbols of their three gifts? And on the attached photos, who must they be? Either shepherds or wise men, according to the Bible. Question 3, what does Christmas mean to us and what would be our life without the birth of Jesus? For the word of Christmas, question 3, relevant, Christ is combined with Mass, which is in Old English worship. So, Christmas means a memorable worship service for Christ's birth. That is Christ's birthday. Christmas is also called as Noël in Old French language. Christmas is not a holiday for a party, for Santa Claus, for Super Seal, or for any other commercial activity. Santa Claus culture developed from Germany gives a gift to a good child in Christmas Eve night. While infant Jesus cult was developed from Spain, Santa Claus culture spread to Western Europe, while infant Jesus spread to Latin America. While I was a Buddhist in my childhood, I liked Christmas because I thought that Santa Claus left the gift in Christmas Eve when I slept. But the Bible doesn't say these cultures. Jesus says in Mark chapter 38, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words in adulterous and sinful generation of him, the Son of Man, also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. So we'd like to see biblically what Christmas or Jesus' birthday means to us. Jesus Christ, the Lord as a Savior. Jesus' English word rooted from Yezos, the Greek word. Joshua, the English word rooted from Yeshua, Hebrew word, means the Lord is a salvation. That's Jesus' mission or calling, Jesus' calling. Christ, the English word rooted from Christos, the Greek word Messiah, the English word rooted from Messiah, the Hebrew word means anointed one by God. Number two, the Lord, curious, the Greek word Adonai, the Hebrew word is our master. Savior means delivery from eternal death. Matthew 1, 23, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translate God with us. Here is two the drawings, shepherds before Jesus, Luke chapter 2, 16, basically the baby there in manger's left-hand side, and Joseph and Mary, right inside is the shepherds. Then is Matthew 2:11, wise man before Jesus. Left hand side is unscriptural. Right hand side scripture, only one, Mary and child Jesus and wise man. two or more people to give us gifts. Matthew chapter 1:18-21, here, baby, original Greek word, brepos. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, more than betrothed meaning more than mere engagement between a fiancé and a fiancé. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, Joseph, in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for death which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. 21, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Question 1, his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus is ordained, anointed Christ to save his people from their sins. That's a Savior. Also, Jesus' name's meaning, the Lord is Savior, that meaning. 22, so all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, spoken by the Lord, anointed by the Lord, Christ, the prophet, Isaiah, the prophet, prophesied Jesus' birth about 700 years before Christmas. That is Isaiah chapter 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a son. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Therefore, Jesus, Savior, Christ, the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord as a Savior. 23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God is with us. The Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit, that is, Jesus is a man, because coming from Mary, human being. Also, Jesus is God, because Jesus comes from Holy Spirit, God the Spirit. His Son, the Son of God. Emmanuel, God with us, reality, or outcome of Jesus coming on earth by birth, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, is with us. Therefore, God is with us now in every Christian, the Spirit dwells. That way, Emmanuel. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Luke chapter 1, 26-35. Now in the sixth month, the angel, pregnant sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Nazareth is the Galilee, she's area there, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. Of the house of David, the virgin's name was Mary, and having come in the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Rejoice, the source is Jesus. Rejoice, source is Jesus. Greeting or is a salutation, verse 29. But when he saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered one manner of greeting these words. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." 32, question 1. "He will be great and will be called the Son of Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David." Anointing him is the Lord God will give him. Anointing him, that is Christ, for what? The throne of his father David. 33, "And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Will reign forever, the house of Jacob forever. That meaning his kingdom no end. That's a key word. 34, "Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man?'" So no physical sexual relations with any other man. 35, "The Holy Spirit will come to you." The angel's answer said to you, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." The Holy Spirit will come up you as the Son of God, incarnation. John chapter 1, verse 14. Read that. Then it's indeed Elizabeth's relative has also conceived a son, that is John the Baptist, in her old age. This is now the 6th month for her who was called barren. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 16. "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of a great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward the man.' So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see the thing that it had come to pass, which the Lord had made known to us.'" 16, "And they came with the haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger." So Bethlehem country shepherds, two or more, visited on babe Jesus lying in a manger, as well as Mary, his natural mother, biological mother, and Joseph, his adopted father. So that picture is second, the first one. Child Jesus, child is a plebeian. That's a Greek word, Matthew 2:1-8-11. "Now after Jesus was born Bethlehem and Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, the wise man from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, have come to worship him.'" Here, wise men, two or more, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, from east to Jerusalem, not directly to Bethlehem. It took time to see Jesus in Jerusalem. Here, worship, mass, Christmas right there. "And he sent them to Bethlehem, said, 'Go and search carefully for young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come worship him also. That is a cheating word from Herod the Great. Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem, searching carefully and saying, Jesus, not the baby anymore, young child. Worship him, worship. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had in the east went before them, till it came, stood over where young child was. The guiding star came and stood over where the young child Jesus was. Verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Here, it's rooted, the rejoice, great joy, rooted Jesus. 11. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented the gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They, the wise men, had come into the house, not in the manger. They saw a young child, not the baby lying in manger with Mary, his mother, not indicating his adopting father Joseph, worshipped the mass, Christmas, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold is a symbol of the heavenly kingdom, frankincense, symbol of prayer, and myrrh, symbol of death. All cross reference right here. Question. Today, especially in America, why many local churches reduce the frequency of meeting during Christmas season? And why even many Christians call a happy holiday rather than Merry Christmas? I asked. There are likely many valid reasons from sides of people, since the head of a church is Christ in Ephesians 5:23, for the husband is the head of one wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Church is theoretical rather than democratic, so we should see the reason from the Bible rather than the people. Christmas is the combined word between Christ and mass worship. Focus on worshiping Christ. The Merry Christmas focus on Christ is proper compared with Happy Holiday. Focus on people later or vacation. It is a memorial worship service for Christ's death, Christ's birthday. But at any moment when Jesus is coming again, we could not find any reason to reduce the frequency of meeting from the scripture rather than in Hebrew chapter 10:25. Not forsaking assembly of ourselves together as is the approaching. Manage some by jotting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Further, we would better to preach the gospel of Christ in Romans 1:16-17, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, and Jew first and also the for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from face to face, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The answer of a question I hear, right here is the question there. Jesus is a name, meaning the Lord is salvation. Christ means anointed one, and the Lord means our master. After the Lord Jesus Christ came on earth, was dead on the cross, with blessed and rose again third day. The Supreme God dwells in us, God is with us. Therefore, Emmanuel means God with us, as the outcome of the Lord Jesus Christ coming on earth. We can find the function of Christ in Matthew 1:21. God anointed him to save his people from their sins in Luke 1:30-33. God anointed him with the throne of his father David to reign over the house of Jacob forever and his kingdom without end. Question 2. The Bethlehem country shepherds to a mortal visit on babe Jesus lying in a manger and his parents, however, the wise men to a mortal visit on young child Jesus and on Mary his mother alone in the house of Bethlehem with the gift. Gold is a symbol of heavenly kingdom. Frankincense is a symbol of prayer. Mary is a symbol of death for Jesus. And on the attached drawings, they must be shepherds because of babe Jesus, manger, and his parents. The last question of Christmas meaning to us is open question. In the view of the scripture, Christmas means a memorial worship service of Christ's birth, that is Christ's birthday. Christmas is not a holiday for a party or for Santa Claus, for super sale, or for any other commercial activity. Christmas is a birthday. Jesus is the manner of our life, the Savior from eternal death, the root of exceeding joy, and Jesus is our hope and our life. Jesus is all for our life. Without the birth of Jesus, our life would be in vanity. Here, the source of the words topical, deductive sermon on December 26th published to the Book of Liberty from Capitalism, Daily Fellowships with Our Lord, written by Wayne Kim, California, blah, blah, blah. Most of the sermons and Bible teaching are delivered through verse-by-verse inductive exposition method. Topical deductive method are used for teaching the gospel of Christ in the scripture, called as a preaching, biblical counsel, or special occasions teachings. So we covered all three questions. Continue to keep on praying for a lot of missionary prayer requests right in South Sudan, Iran, you know, Philippines. It's all around there. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You may listen to Christmas, the song here. May God bless you, everybody.